Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The Bills began the process of bouncing back from their week one loss in earnest at practice on Wednesday as they begin preparations for their week two opponent, the Carolina Panthers. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy and Murph. The big task on offense this week is getting C.J. Spiller back on track.
Yeah, you know, Chris, C.J. just did not look like the dynamic running back that the Bills had last year, the guy who averaged 6 yards per carry last year. Against New England, he averaged 2.4 yards per carry. C.J. was naturally disappointed with his output last week, and he did say that he felt like he slid back into some bad habits that he had running the football from his rookie year.
I kind of went back to some of my old stuff. That was really the biggest thing when I said I was disappointed. Kind of went back to some of my old habits. Wasn't letting the offensive line do their job. You know, I was rushing stuff. You know, totally opposite of what I've been doing, you know, since March and training camp. But, you know, the great thing about it is very correctable. So, you know, that's the thing that we've been preaching, that I'm getting preached on this week. Just do the little things, take my time, tempo. Then just whenever I make a decision, just go with it.
The Carolina front seven on defense is going to pose another big challenge for the Bills' offensive line. They held Seattle's Marshawn Lynch to just 47 rushing yards in week one. Eric Wood feels the linemen have to consistently get hats on linebackers if they're to have any success moving the ball on the ground.
We got to fit our blocks. We got to stay locked on to those backers. They're extremely active. The guys up front, they do well with penetration, causing the back to kind of get off his landmark. And then those backers are so fast, and they hit it downhill, and they'll get you for 2 and 3 yard gains all day. So that puts a premium on us getting up to the second level. And when you get there, locking onto your guy and not letting them spill off for a gain of, you know, 3 or 4 and be able to spring those backs.
Cornerback Stephon Gilmore is still at least a few weeks away from returning and playing again as he works his way back from wrist surgery. But the cast is off, and Gilmore says he feels like he's making progress.
It's a step forward. I mean, like I said, I'm just trying to take it day by day and get a little bit of conditioning in and just try to stay in football mode. So when I'm ready to come back, I'll be ready.
Gilmore and the foot injury suffered by Ron Brooks, which required surgery, prompted the Bills to promote Johnny Adams up from the practice squad. The rookie corner, along with Brandon Burton, they've only been here about 10 days in the Bills' defensive system. That's going to prove to be a challenge to both the players and the coaches to have them ready on Sunday.
When you bring in, you know, newer players or players that haven't been with you before, you know, it's usually a, you know, it's like double duty. You have to get them ready as far as, you know, knowing the system because depending how you're playing and who you're playing, you got to make sure you can't limit things. You got to keep things open. And then from a talent standpoint, you know, do they have the talent, you know, to do what we're asking them to do? So, you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, we're covered ourselves, that we have enough people back there. That we don't fall into a situation where we're short.
Along with Gilmore and Brooks, others not practicing on Wednesday include offensive lineman Doug Legursky, wide receiver Marquise Goodwin, and kicker Dustin Hopkins, although Coach Marone said Hopkins, the rookie, may begin kicking this week.
Yeah, and good news on the surgery front, Ron Brooks and Marquise Goodwin, both of whom had surgery earlier this week. Coach Marone saying both were successful and there were no unexpected surprises when the doctors went in to make those surgeries. So you look at this thing, Murph, and the run game, I mean, they really got to get this thing going, but it's another tough front here. It's not going to be an easy task.
No, it won't be, but the run game is essential to what the Bills want to do offensively, the linchpin of everything they want to do offensively. You know, I know they're playing up-tempo, high-octane offense, but it really is based on the run game. They need Spiller, along with Fred Jackson, who had a good game last week, but right. They really need C.J. Spiller to regain his dynamic form of a year ago, and it's not going to be easy. Very active, athletic linebackers right. For Carolina, pretty good stout run defenders up front. This is not an easy task, but the Bills have to do it this week.
And the good news is we know Spiller is a supremely motivated guy, self-motivated guy. He is going to be determined to get back on track and be more like the running back that we saw in 2012. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup presented by ECMC.